Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. At the recent Software as a Service Conference, better known as SaaSCon, the theme was On Demand is in Demand. Software as a Service is no longer a question of if, but how. To learn more about SaaS and how the companies are delivering services, I spoke with Verizon executive Chris Gazelle, who's director of IT Solutions. Then I had the opportunity to hear from Akamai's Willie Tejada, VP of Application Performance Solutions, about how they are working with Verizon and what he believes the future of SaaS is. But first is Verizon's Chris Gazelle explaining SaaS and their role in SaaS.
There are a lot of definitions out there for the software as a service model. I'll go with what is the most common definitions and accepted understanding of it is. And really at its basic core, SaaS is a new delivery model for software. And it's software in an on-demand fashion. And some of the key tenets of what SaaS is today is, one, it's software that is sold in a subscription-based model, meaning someone comes in and they subscribe to it for a given period of time. And that is generally done on a 30-day basis. Number two, it is an infrastructure that supports a one-to-many environment. There is one infrastructure that supports many users out there, by definition, meaning it is a hosted environment. Number three is the applications that the consumers are consuming are based on a common code and data definitions, meaning that the software provider isn't maintaining multiple versions of the software, legacy versions to a customer on-premise. It's all hosted in one environment, and there's one data definition and code definition for that software, consumed in a subscription basis from the consumer, and it's a one-to-many environment that it's done in.
So that's the real key difference, is one-to-many versus what it used to be, and also cost, right? Isn't it less expensive?
I think most people would argue it is a more cost-effective way to buy software for a couple of reasons. One, you're only consuming what you need. So you're not having idle capacity and licenses that you're not using. So you're consuming what you need, and you're consuming it for the time frame that you need it. In the traditional model, software was sold on-premise as a point-in-time transaction. You bought it, and you owned it for perpetuity. And then you had to then keep it to the current versions and releases that then filed for that software. In this new SaaS movement, you don't need to do that because it is a hosted model. You're buying what you need when you need it, and it is the SaaS provider's responsibility to keep you on the most current version, offloading some of the responsibility of the consumer.
So why is Verizon getting into this business of SaaS?
Well, we think that it is a major paradigm shift occurring in the marketplace of how the enterprise, the small to medium business, and the consumer will ultimately consume their software. And we believe that Verizon Business is perfectly positioned to be the delivery platform for that software. When we take a step back and look at the entire environment of what's happening in SaaS, Verizon Business and Verizon as a whole is going to play in many different ways in this new SaaS movement. Number one, we are a SaaS provider today. We provide, under the definition that I gave of what SaaS is, communications applications today, whether it be email, instant messaging, or web conferencing in that environment, hosted, subscription-based, buy what you need in a one-to-many environment. Two, we're going to focus in on the enablement. We see that traditional software companies like a Plateau Systems are moving from the traditional software model to this new delivery model. And we really want to position ourselves to enable that to happen, both from how they get their application to that state, but also that we're the delivery platform that ultimately powers that solution. Because if at its core, SaaS is a new delivery model, we want to be the platform that delivers that software, leveraging our competitive advantage of our global IP backbone, our global data center footprint, and our rich heritage in client server management capabilities that we bring to market today.
So now you've got a relationship going with Plateau. What can you explain that relationship?
Plateau Systems is a longtime hosting customer of Verizon Business. We've been partners in the marketplace for over 4 years, and we just renewed our contract with Plateau. Plateau is a market leader in the segments that they compete in, and they are getting into the software as a service delivery model. And they chose Verizon Business as the delivery platform to deliver that software. Also utilizing some of our key technology partners, like an Akamai, to utilize application acceleration and content delivery. And the value that we're bringing to Plateau is in that platform we can rapidly deploy infrastructure, we can rapidly deploy storage and bandwidth necessary to take their software to market in this new world.
So what is the role that Akamai plays in the Verizon Business Delivery Platform?
Well, Akamai is a key technology partner of Verizon Business today. And as we position ourselves as the delivery platform for SaaS, Akamai plays a key role in that. It's a very complementary service. Verizon Business brings the global IP backbone, the best-in-class hosting capabilities with a global data center footprint. And Akamai brings services that increase the customer experience for the SaaS user. Between their application acceleration, their streaming capabilities, and their content delivery capabilities, we see it as a natural extension to the delivery platform. It's all about providing these applications into the best performance, securely and reliably as possible, and Akamai really is complementary to us in doing that.
Since Akamai's relationship is so important to Verizon, I grabbed Akamai's Willy Tejada, VP of Application Performance Solutions, to talk more about how they're working with Verizon.
Verizon Business is one of the leading providers in IP-based services. So they do a tremendous amount of value-add services and technologies that help companies like Plateau host their infrastructure and manage their application infrastructure and provide transit and bandwidth. If you think about where Akamai fits within the puzzle, Akamai enables high level of performance and application delivery over the internet. So where Verizon is a fantastic partner in terms of hosting and managing of the applications, Akamai is the partner in when those applications need to be delivered to end users that are, for example, remote communities. A common example might be that someone hosts an application in Dallas, Texas, but have end users in China or Australia or, for example, within Europe. And just like they try to make sure that application is always available to end users in Dallas, Akamai can help make sure and ensure that the application performance and availability is quite good as well as equal to local type of performance in those remote regions, in China, in Europe, in other regions of Asia Pac. So we handle the network component of the delivery model in software as a service.
So what is the customer's best use of Akamai as it relates to this application that you're talking
about? It's a good question. So in software as a service best practices, one of the core issues is always going to be, is the applications performing as expected? Do they conform to the service level agreements? Is the application available as the end users actually desire it? And the best practice for the best use of Akamai is when those users are in remote locations or other regions outside of where the application is hosted, they'll use Akamai to ensure that those applications perform well and are available by mitigating both the effects and anomalies that happen over the internet. You know, most people are pretty well aware of slow download pages when they're accessing an e-commerce site or something of that sort. And in an enterprise, that's really not tolerable. They expect the applications to perform at enterprise levels. And that means that they have to perform very quickly and are always available. And from that standpoint, they utilize Akamai to ensure that the performance and availability are exactly what the users expect and meet the business requirements for their end users.
So where do you think SaaS is going in the future?
Well, SaaS, I think, is the model by which all software, major software applications and business processes will be deployed within the enterprise and in small and medium business. If you take a look at any one of the major software ISVs, it doesn't matter if it's SAP or Oracle or, for that matter, Microsoft, their major initiatives are in delivering application software as a service. It dwarfs in comparison the traditional client-server deployments and things of that sort. It's an undeniable enterprise trend that enterprises, small businesses, and ISVs have to get around. So I think it's still in its emerging stage, but conferences like these allow us and business partners like Verizon allow folks to understand what the best practices are to deploy, roll out, or even convert software applications as software as a service. So the future is really, it's emerging, it will be pervasive, and now is the time to get a hold of and understand what the best practices are to roll those systems out.
Looking at the future is important to Verizon as well. Here's what Chris Gazelle, Director of IT Solutions, had to say about that.
Well, I think we're in very exciting times. There's going to be a lot of exciting changes coming. Number one, I think that we're seeing that SaaS is just not for the small to medium business. We are seeing that it is driving up into the enterprise. And I think we're going to continue to see that trend that the enterprises are going to be looking to consume their software in this approach. And we're also seeing it on the consumer side as well. I also think a very interesting thing that is occurring is as the enterprises begin to consume their software in this fashion, it's rippling into other places in the IT stack. It's becoming an on-demand world. Right? And if you look at the traditional value structure in IT, the application was at the highest. What we're seeing, which I think was unforeseen, is that people are consuming applications in this on-demand way. And that is now pushing down to the infrastructure. You would have thought that the infrastructure would have been the first thing to go in this model, but it was the app. And we're quickly seeing that the enterprise-class customers are looking for computing power to be delivered very much in the same way that the application is. A subscription basis, consume what I need, when I need it. And we are and to respond to that, Verizon Business this year is building out a computing as a service platform to help power that. So the on-demand movement is just not at the applications. It's through the whole entire value stack of IT. And Verizon Business is positioned and working on developing solutions to meet that demand.
The future is exciting, that's for sure. Hearing about it from Verizon's Chris Gazell and Akamai's Willie Tejada here at SaaSCon has been provocative, to say the least. This is Jennifer Jones. Thanks for joining me in the podcast. And for more information about Verizon, please visit verizonbusiness.com and look under IT Solutions.